Were there any particular kinds of activities or operations that you were particularly critical of?
One in particular on the Somme, in the Thiepval Ridge region, although I was on outpost Lewis Gun Patrol in no man's land, about 50 yards in front of our front line. We had the Yanks in front and to the left of us, and there was a machine gun travelling. Matter of fact, I think I had a go at it. I don't know whether this is the same one I'm talking about, I don't know. But the machine gun to our left and the centre reconnoitring patrol out to find it. They found it, and they found him and they as well, and they just walked back and wiped them out, wiped a good many out. The next night they sent the fighting patrol out to fetch it. They met the same fate. The next night they sent another fighter patrol out and they refused to go. This is hearsay because I wasn't actually in that company. But they put the whole lot under arrest and sent them down the line. This is quite true. I mean, this is what I know of. I've heard about the other. They were court-martialed. It was read out after the war. After the war finished. And the sentence is one sentence that there's some 7 terms of imprisonment. I don't know exactly how to do it, but whether it was ever carried out, I don't know. My criticism is this, in this sense, they could have got an artillery on that gun if they sent 3 patrols out like that. I mean, with ordinary rifles to go out for a machine gun post. I know I'm not a commander-in-chief and so forth, but at the same time, I think a few well-directed shells, at least a try, would have avoided all those going out.